Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Tom Pollad is a courageous individual for what he said. Courage is admitting you were wrong, is owning up to your mistakes. Yet in this country, my friends, and I'll say it again, Tom Pollad is courageous for what he said. We heard the soundbite in the news. We'll play it again in a moment here. But you can roll your eyes all you want. Give me a break, Adam. He is, and this is why we should respect it, is because he owned up to mistakes made by his family that were fairly obvious ones, but still. Because in this country, not in this country, I think in the world now, in our society, we devalue apologies, we devalue owning up to mistakes, we devalue that. In fact, not only do we devalue it, we think it is a sign of weakness to admit you were wrong. And I don't know why that is, because let me tell you something, friends. Admitting you were wrong is anything but weak. Admitting you were wrong is absolutely 100% the definition of courageous. That's why people don't do it. If it were easy, everybody would do it. People don't do it because it's hard. And the definition of courage is doing things that are hard or painful. So don't give me this. It's a sign of weakness, admitting you're wrong. But that's the society we have right now. And let me tell you something. It's one of the most disdainful things about how we are as a people now, about how this we don't have to admit when we were wrong. We can just go through life with no apologies. We can just offend people. We can do things that are wrong and say, that's you, man. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. If you were offended, that's on you. It's my right to say what I want. And by God, if you're offended by it or if you get upset by it, that's your fault. I'm not going to apologize for the way I am. F your feelings, man. Give me a break. That is such a pathetic way to think of life. And I don't want to bring our current president into this, okay? Honestly, you probably think, oh, you can't wait to just bash Trump. But if we look at the president of the United States, he's not the start of it. I think he's just a symptom of a society that has decided that, we don't have to apologize. We're sick of apologizing, because if you apologize, you're admitting you're weak. You admit that you're just not as much of a man, or you're not as much of a human being. You show weakness when you apologize. Give me a break. So let's hear again what Tom Pollad had. He was on with Chad yesterday. Good get for the buffoon at noon to get him on. Tom has taken over for his brother, Joe. And Tom, the mistakes aren't even really Tom's. They're more Joe's. But clearly, they share the same last name. And that's a name that has controlled the Twins now for decades. And any problems with the Twins, we say, well, it's the Polads. And I'm not saying that the criticism isn't warranted. You're damn right it's warranted. But, and I guess you could say, well, it's easy to admit your fault when everybody knows you're at fault and everybody knows what you did. Yeah, I'll give you that. But in this day and age, corporate speak, you know how people, leaders, just kind of give you word salads and don't really get to it. Again, here's what Tom Pollard had to say with Chad Hartman yesterday, and then we can dissect what he said.
We sucked the air right out of our fan base, and it did significant damage to our brand and to our family from a confidence standpoint. Plain and simple, we got it wrong.
We got it wrong. You're damn right. And no, it's not. I don't think that's too tough for Tom Pollard to say that, even on with Chad, and say that. He'll be just fine. I don't think it was very – I'm facetiously giving him credit for that. But he said it, and that's a start. More of us need to do that. And yes, that is courageous. Somebody says, no, sir, courage is the ability to do something that frightens you. Really? That is the definition. Okay. Why don't people admit that they're wrong more when they know damn well that they were wrong? Why don't they do that? Dave, you have any idea?
Yeah, maybe because they're afraid of that.
They're afraid to do it.
They're afraid of looking small and weak and fallible.
Right. When just the opposite happens when you apologize. And I'm not saying that you need to apologize for things you didn't do. And I know that that's part of the reason that people don't do that, because they feel like they weren't in the wrong. And each case is different. But if you know you're wrong, or you have a slight inclination that you added to a problem of something, we're just so damn scared to say, you know what, that's on me. And I'm not talking about an apology like, well, I'm sorry that you were offended by what I said. And you know what? My apology yesterday for saying the word that I said yesterday, which I apologized for, I kind of smacked of that kind of apology, saying, I'm sorry you were offended by what I said. So in essence, I guess maybe that wasn't a real apology. But literally falling on the sword and saying, I did something wrong and I hurt you and this is totally on me and I am sorry for it. If it were easy, if it weren't courageous to do, more people would do it. Michael is called in from Wayzata. Hi, Michael. What do you want to say here?
Morning, Adams. Yeah, I think the gap and disconnect with owning up and, you know, admitting you're wrong and showing vulnerability kind of goes back to, you know, I'm going to go 20 years plus, where there were more coursework options and so forth as far as interpersonal skills. There were many corporate lectures that mm-hmm. I attended in the past on emotional intelligence, EI. It was an EI seminars okay. throughout the country. And, you know, this is, you know, everybody has their own definition of emotional intelligence.
Yep.
And the focus on this was mostly, how do you take feedback? How do you take constructive criticism?
Mm-hmm.
And that's gone at the wayside. We don't have it anymore. So that's a big disconnect with worldwide now.
Yeah.
And it's not just our current leadership.
Nope.
But that fell apart. I had courses in interpersonal communication, and that was a highlight at everything.
Sure.
Emotional intelligence. How are you going to learn?
So that was through your business that you received that instruction as a means of being a better person of business, correct?
Exactly. Leadership training.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is how you got to teach from line employees all the way up. Hey, if you can't take it in a constructive way, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
You're not going to grow. And, you know, I remember the guy. His name was Jack Metaffy.
Yep.
Jack Metaffy. He did seminars
good
all
name.
Over the place. And
good name, by the way. I'm Jack Metaffy. Yeah. Leadership with Jack Metaffy.
Big Jack. So, yeah, we learned a lot from him, and I hope he's still successful. But That's a big thing, you know. And
you're saying, Michael, so you're saying that isn't taught nearly as much as it used to be.
It never is. Look it up. You can't find one anywhere. I don't understand why. I mean, I think, you know, it's the electronic age. Oh, you can look up what you need to do to be successful now. You can't hear it from a person.
Yeah.
In-person seminars, you know, you learn the most at trade shows, face-to-face dialogue. That's gone. All gone.
Interesting.
No more trade shows.
Huh.
You know, more trade shows. It's all, you know, it's a waste of time. It's not efficient.
Yeah.
Why spend travel expenses? That's the whole interpersonal relationships and, you know, how you
get
emotional intelligence. So
wow.
That's my
interesting perspective. Michael, thanks for calling in. That's an interesting perspective that I did not think about. Thank you, Michael. Mark has called in from Minneapolis. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Adam. First off, I agree with you 100% about Tom Pollard.
Yeah.
And your last caller, I would second what he would say. I wasn't thinking along those lines either, but went through some of the same stuff he did, and he's right. I remember a boss of mine who put a bunch of us on a project, and it wasn't going real well, and he called a meeting and said, well, that didn't work, and we took a different course.
Yep.
But to have the boss say, hey, I take full responsibility, whatever.
Right.
But the thing I think we're missing on the whole thing is how, or I guess what frustrates me, I'll say, more with people not willing to own up to mistakes and that kind of thing, is especially people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine who's a devout Christian and I were talking about this a few months ago, and what frustrates him was that they've even kind of taken it out of that context, which is kind of a tenet of most major religions.
Right.
And most major faith.
I am a sinner. Forgive me my sins.
Correct. And he said, we've kind of gotten away from that and really frustrated him to no end.
Huh. Great point. Thank you for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. 651-461-9226. Owning up to your mistakes, absolutely courageous. It's a failure of leadership if you do not have the ability to own up to your mistakes. And I'm giving praise to Tom Pollard for owning up to the mistakes, even though he might not have committed them, other than having the last name Pollard. Now, again, that doesn't absolve him or the Pollard family of everything else. It's like, well, he apologized, and they continue to run the team into the ground, but we don't care because he apologized. No, that's not what I'm saying. But the first step is owning up to what you did and then correcting that mistake. That's a big part of it, too. Again, I'm not just saying, hey, as long as you own up to it. Because that's kind of a problem I do have with religion, is that, okay, I sinned, I've admitted to my sin, and now we can move on. No, admitting to the sin is also correcting that behavior. You don't just keep getting absolved of your sins if you just, well, I just have to admit to them. That's a big component of this. But we've lost the ability to even admit we're wrong. 651-461-9226. Let's keep the conversation going after the break on CCO. Don't forget, man, you have some of the worst taste in Christmas music.
What? It's so hateful.
I'm hateful, and I don't apologize for it.
Why? What's wrong with this?
I don't know. It's too modern, and I don't look. You're right, David. I apologize for making you feel bad about your choice of Christmas music. I'm just a traditionalist, that's all. Oh, boy. See what I did there? I'm a perfect example of what is wrong with the society. The F your feelings part of society. We're talking about it in the context of Tom Pollard yesterday saying that, hey, we screwed up. We sucked the life out of Twins fandom. And I'm giving him his props for saying that. And, again, that has to come with change. You can't just say, well, yeah, I'm sorry, and then not do better. That's part of it. But in this society today, we're so afraid to apologize because, oh, it's weak. And who the hell cares if you on your way to the top and your success, if you step on some toes, and that's the way life goes. No, it's not. Good leaders are humble. Good leaders know when they've made mistakes and own up to it. They don't blame others for their mistakes. It's not always somebody else's fault. Sometimes, damn right, it's your fault, and you should admit to that. Let's go to Bill, who's called in from Hastings. Bill, what do you want to say?
I want to hear what Jordana has to say about this. She hasn't said a word about it. How about letting her talk, you jerk?
I apologize.
Wow.
I forgot to mention that Jordana's off
today. How could you?
Jordana off yesterday, off today, and off tomorrow.
You did say that yesterday, to be fair.
I did say that. You're right. And I should say that right off the start of the gate, but you're right. No, it's not like I'm preventing her from talking. She's not off today.
Sometimes you'd like to, though.
Well, you know, the man, I'm a man. She's a woman. That's the way things go. Just some text here. 651-461-9226. What else are they going to say? Meaning the poll ads. They realize nobody's interested. Ticket sales have rightly cratered. And after they floated the idea of trading the best players and got even more bad public sentiment, they are suddenly waking up and interested in fielding a contender like they said they were going to do after being assisted with Target Field. I'm soon going to be finished with commenting on them. Sell. You are 109% right. But I also think it's sad when doing the right thing is newsworthy. Our society is so rotten. I don't think our society is that rotten. We're in a bad way right now. But I think we've just lost our way in that deep down deep, we know the right thing. We just need more people to do the right thing and it becomes more socially acceptable. Just like right now, doing the wrong thing or not apologizing or being a jerk has somehow become socially acceptable to do. And when more people do it, we do it. A perfect example is yesterday when the person called me that name on text. I reacted badly and used the same word because I thought, well, if he's using it, I'm going to use it too. Something about stabbing each other in the eye or an eye for an eye leaves everybody blind. And there's some truth to that. That when others behave badly, we behave badly too, because either A, it's become acceptable, or B, it works for them, so it must work for us. That's how I see this all playing out, why, including in politics, where Democrats for years is like, oh, we can't beat this guy. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to be on the up and up. Well, let's get in the mud because that's working for them, and it is working for them. And it did work for Republicans. So now they're lowering the bar, too, just to meet on the low road instead of the high road. And back to the texter's point of we are so rotten, I don't think we are. I think we know that we're in the mud and that sooner or later we're going to do something about it. Cowards unite at WCCO. ICE opponents support criminals as WCCO cheers them on. Dare to change? Not a chance. Thank you for that text. If I go back and listen to the show from yesterday, will I hear exactly what Adam said, or has it been edited? David, you're in charge of that.
I am in charge of that. It has not been edited.
Not been edited.
Listen to the foul language you used, which would be in the 9 a.m. podcast hour and the last few minutes of that hour.
Only if you subscribe to the
10 a.m. Sorry, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. hour.
Yes, 10 a.m. hour. You can fast forward to the end, listen to the last segment after our guest, and you will hear everything Adam said.
You can only do that, though, if you subscribe to the Adam and Jordana podcast.
That's right.
The pray and guilt and sin away is real. Premeditated forgiveness. I left organized religion years ago because the most hypocrisy happens in-house. David, you're much more spiritual and religious than I am. What do you say to that? Because I always have struggled with that, too, and I don't want to turn this into a big religious discussion, but I've always questioned that about, okay, forgiveness of sin, and whether it's through confession or whatever it is, and like, okay, so I can keep doing bad things as long as I ask for forgiveness? But that's not, I know that's not what the belief is rooted in, but I think some people feel that way, like, well, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean, you could write a dissertation on this.
Yeah.
However, I think that forgiveness is independent of the sin or independent of the action that was taken. If you wrong me, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Like saying your Christmas music is terrible.
Yes. I should forgive you, which is a practice that I need to do to make myself right with the world and mm-hmm. has very little to do with you, Adam. I hope you want to be forgiven.
Sure.
But me forgiving you helps me. And now the fact that you wronged me, maybe I also need to make that right in some way, but that's independent from the forgiveness that I should extend to you.
I would argue too, that back to the point of the conversation, admitting you were wrong also helps you. Would you not agree with that? That saying that I think that shows that you are a well-rounded, empathetic, caring person. And it doesn't, by doing that, you don't yield all that, like, ability to be a powerful decision maker. And I think that's why we think, no, you have to be a strong person. And part of that is just, again, breaking a few eggs when you're making omelets.
Yeah, for me to be wrong or to commit some sort of transgression against you or anybody else, and then to hang on to that and never admit my fault and never apologize and grit my teeth and hang on to that tightly, that's hurting me more than anybody else to do that. It's the benefit of me to shine light on that and open up and admit that I'm wrong and apologize and forgive. Yeah.
Are you willing to forgive Menards?
That's a whole other issue. I don't know that I need to.
Are you willing to forgive
Keith Ellison?
Keith Ellison for going after Menards.
That's a whole different issue.
What has Menards done that is upsetting Dave? Actually, Menards hasn't done it. They're going after his Menards, and he's ready to defend Big Menard. Find out after Traffic and Weather next on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh, jeez. Now you're just taunting me.
How so? What do you mean?
So who is this? Is this Pentatonix?
This is great. This is like the 8th Pentatonix song I've played over the last 2 days.
I know.
You haven't even noticed. You haven't
even noticed.
I've been trolling you.
I've been biting my tongue.
I just decided to keep playing them until you notice.
Oh, I've noticed.
No.
All right, Dave. Take over. Big shot. Big Menard guy. Big Nard guy.
Easy. Careful. I went to Menard's yesterday for a couple of items.
As men should do.
And I used my rebate that I had gotten. I had made a bunch of purchases. You send all those in the mail. We know as Minnesotans how this works, and you get the store credit back. And I had a $40 one, actually, right? So it's a bunch of different purchases put together, and they send you back the thing. And I made all my purchases yesterday, $0. I just went straight out. They scan the little thing, done deal. And most people that shop Menards know this is the deal, that it's 11% off. And they're not doing it right now, but for most of the year,
yep,
they offer 11% off, which means you make your purchase. It comes with a little rebate slip.
Mm-hmm.
You mail that in, and a few weeks later, you get your rebate back.
But they advertise it as 11% off everything in the store.
The sign says 11% off, and then there's a little asterisk in below that. It says, you know, the 11% off comes in a rebate, which we've come to expect, right? Like, there's always a fine print. There's always a catch to it. And now, Menards cited in a lawsuit, including several other states led by Keith Ellison, claiming that Menards' disclaimers about the rebate were listed in print that was too small and wrongly implied that customers could realize savings at the time of purchase. And I understand.
Deceptive.
I understand the push to not be deceptive when it comes to sales and discounts.
Advertising.
And rebates and advertising.
Yeah, we have truth. We should have truth in advertising.
To think that this is the one we're going to go after, of all of the things I see, of all of the tricks and pop-ups and discounts that you see all over the place, this is what we've come to expect. I mean, think about when you go online. Every time you check out for something, there's a little thing. Oh, you could save this amount today. Yep. Well, there's a catch. You have to apply to a credit card. You have to give some more information. You have to do this. You have to do that. It's a credit back to your account later. Like, there's always a catch on all of these discounts and things that you can get, or you go to a fast food restaurant. Hey, you can get this for free if you download and sign up for our loyalty program.
Yep.
Like, we know that this is the waters we swim in. And like, sure, the first time you go into Menards, you go, huh, 11% rebate. I wonder what that means. Or 11% off. I wonder what that means. And you look at the fine print and it says rebate. Okay, got it. It's a rebate. I can choose if I want to do that or not. And I guess if we want to live in a world where you can have no sales and no rebates and like no gimmicks like that, sure. But to think that Menards is the one that we're going to go after in lieu of every single other business that tries some sort of sales tactic like that is ridiculous. So I'm defending.
You're defending Menards.
Menards today.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if we want to actually have truth in advertising, just because we like the business doesn't mean we should accept that for other businesses that we don't like that do the same kind of thing. I mean, if they have to play by the rules, they should be playing by the rules.
Exactly. So why are we only going after Menards and not every single other retailer?
It's a good question. I would argue this. I mean, I wish that we did have more truth in advertising. I think the myth of truth in advertising is absolutely what it is, a myth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can start with political ads, by the way, because every political ad that comes, they twist the truth, and it's disgusting. But you're right. It's become where we just assume that
there's a catch.
There's that old saying that if it seems too good of a deal, it probably is. And there's truth to that. And you're right. We kind of accept those waters that we swim in that you're talking about. And I think, yes, in this specific case, I don't think suddenly people are going up to Menards and saying, wait a minute, you said I got 11% off all this stuff and that you do a little bit of due diligence. You'll realize that, no, these are rebates that you actually have to do a little legwork to get that 11% off. I get that. But if we're going to have a society where we truly do what we say and deals are truly deals that we want, we should probably have a little more accountability.
Let's go to your neighbor, Mark, in Rosemont, who wants to chime in on the conversation. Right. Hey, Mark, welcome.
Hey.
Hi, Mark.
I agree with you as far as, the 11% thing, but how many people do you think even realize that you're not really getting 11% drop in price? You're just getting something, an incentive or a device for you to go back to the store to buy with that money that you already gave them So you're not really, you know, you're not getting 11% savings whatsoever.
Yeah, you're just getting credit on your next purchase, right, at Menards, so you're not getting that money back.
No, no, exactly. And I wonder how many people think they are, you know, saving 11%. You're not.
Dave, big Menard defender, what do you say to that?
I'm not sure if we're going to the math part of this or not, because, like, yes, I'm saving 11%. If I went to a different store that did not offer that rebate and used them over and over and over and went back, yes, you got to go back to buy more things there, but it's a store I go back to regularly, and I am, like, if I go to Home Depot and the prices are the same, I'm going to spend less money, 7% less money at Menards. So I understand that you have to go back in to realize that savings, but, like, that savings is really there if I follow up and go through the steps.
Your witness, Mark.
It's not a savings. It's 11% supposedly that you get off of that price. But the only way you get it is by going back there and spending that credit at the store. So it's, you know, it's a break-even deal there. You're not saving a penny.
No, that's just...
It hurts a lot.
Mark, that's I mean... Yep, that's poor. That's poor math, Mark. If you went to Home Depot and bought all your same things, and I go to Menards and get my 11% off and use that for my next purchase, I'm going to spend less than you. Like, that's math.
Like that. Well, that's on a savings. If there was, if in fact Menards has an item for $10, Home Depot has it for $9.50, and you're saying you get, you know, that 11% or just roughly 10% off of there, it's a little less, but it's only good at Menards.
Right. Sure.
So you go back there and give them back that money. You come out even on it. Even Menards has figured it out now that you go
this
in there.
This is interesting. I don't know what the answer is.
That.
You're well, right, because you're not getting that money back. You have to give it still to Menards.
That's right. Exactly. You're not saving anything.
You're not saving anything, Dave.
No, Mark's that's right. False. If I'm going to build a house and you're going to build a house and we're both going to Menards 50 times to build that house, I'm going to end up ahead.
Cut that guy off. He's got a bias against Menards, somebody says. We better take a break. Keep calling in here. We've triggered something here. 651-461-9226. If you're getting 11% off but you still have to buy at Menards, you're not getting a deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
949, that is your Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to seal in winter warmth with professionally installed insulation. Get a free heat map analysis with your insulation estimate all month long. Sometimes you just get gold.
Yeah.
Now, we've struck gold here with this debate over, this is like chicken or the egg kind
That's
of
so
debate.
Good.
Is Menards' 11% rebate actually a deal if you have to spend that rebate at Menards? Mark called in from Rosemont, great town. And he was saying, no, if you have to spend that money at Menards, you're not getting that money back.
Bad math from Rosemont.
Okay, well then Dave says no.
Okay, my client, what do they say? My jury? My witness.
My witness.
Thank you. My witness, Shady Brian.
Okay,
his excuse
name
the nickname.
Shady
but his
Brian.
Name is Shady Brian.
If his name is Shady Brian,
I only get the
I
best witnesses.
I don't think we can trust Shady Brian.
Has a great example of why you do indeed save money at Walmart. Shady, you have the floor.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned Shady B. Says it on my license plate anyway, Shady B. But here it is. What am I missing, guys? I mean, if I go to Menards and I buy something for $1,000 and I get a $110 rebate in the mail, okay? Now, granted, I got to go to Menards to spend the money. But let's say I go back to Menards next week and I see something I want. It's $110 and I give them my coupon, my rebate thing back, and I walk out of the store paying no money, plus, as the other guy pointed out here, that then I get 11% rebate on what I got for free anyway, on $110.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's smart on Menard's part. It's a genius to do this because it keeps people coming in and coming in and coming in. I get it.
I agree. I think you're right.
So, I mean, that's all I have to say.
That's not a Shady point of view. Thank you, Shady.
Yeah, so in Shady's, I like that we can call him Shady. In Shady's example, he walked out of the Menards. He had to go twice, but he walked out with $1,110 worth of merchandise, and he only paid $1,000 for it.
Yeah.
That would be an 11% savings, and he still got an extra 11% in his pocket from the second purchase.
Mark and Rosemont, if you're still listening, the texters are crushing you. They say, Dave is right, and Mark, you don't know what you're talking about. Mary has called in from Elk River. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thinking about going to Menards and getting that 11% rebate at Menards.
No, I let my husband go to Menards.
Yeah.
I just find it really interesting because, unfortunately, we as a society, we want to have that instant gratification.
Yes, yep.
And not do the work for it.
That's it.
And it's not just Menards. I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard of Kohl's Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you don't get back in there to spend your money within that time frame, you lose it. So there's that. But if they really want to have a big sale, just mark the stuff down to begin with and call it good and see how many people show up to buy the products at the discounted price that it should already be.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for the call. And honestly, I was just trying to play devil's advocate. I agree that this seems ridiculous to go after Menards for this when they're putting it on. It's not like they're lying to you and saying, oh, come into the store. We'll give you, if you spend $100, we'll give you $11 back. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying 11% off, and then if you do the, we as you mentioned, we swim in that ocean saying we know the rules, and that if you are smart, if you have any sort of common sense, you know that if something is really too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true, and that there's often a hook to something. And honestly, and to Mary's point, you got to do the work, and you're diligent enough that you go home. And also, by the way, we didn't even get to the point that you take other people's receipts to get rebates on things you didn't even buy. Is that legal?
I don't know. I did do that once. A guy in front of me left his receipt sitting there on the console, and it was for like $20 a rebate. And I was like, oh,
Tom in North Branch. Tom, that's illegal, right?
It might have been Tom's
Dave
receipt.
Taking somebody's,
sure,
somebody
they'll lock you up if you start doing that. But seriously, no, I shop at Menards. I won't go to Home Depot for reasons of my own.
Yep.
But it's excellent marketing on Menards' thing, on Menards' way of doing business. But I save money. I'm a frugal shopper. I buy things on sale. I get a good sale price. I get 11%. I get go back and buy something else on sale at 11%. It doesn't matter if your money comes from your employer or Menards.
Yeah.
You're spending money that comes into your household on sale items that you would buy anyways at a sale price at 11% cash back to do it again, or not cash back, a paperback to do it again. And then at the end of the year, Menards sends me a check for money I spent.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you for the call, Tom.
Boy, the world needs more Toms.
You save money. You save big money
yeah.
when you shop Menards.
Yeah,
you know, that should be
Tom
their slogan.
Is in, yeah. It's fantastic.
Hunt down thrown out receipts. Can you do that? I mean, if somebody leaves a receipt, are you legally allowed to take somebody else's rebate? Or there's no...
I believe
they can't check that to ensure that you are the one who purchased that?
I believe that would not be a legal situation. That would be a like policy situation. So,
okay.
Yes, if they figured out that I had done that, that would not be an appropriate receipt using.
No.
I don't like camp out at Menards and like harvest
receipts.
I just found one and go, it's $20. I'll take $20.
Have you seen the rebate check? It's not even in the form of a check. It's got a barcode. It's kind of square. It doesn't even look like it's legal.
Yeah, it's a postcard. It's a postcard you get back in the mail.
Yeah. A lot of people pointing out too upset that Keith Ellison is going after Menards and doing nothing about Minnesota government fraud. I think we can chew gum and walk at the same time. But again, it does seem like a bad, even though Menards is a Wisconsin-based company.
Yeah.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin, John Menard. I worked 2 years in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Menards is big there. It's unusual. Like, this is the one you want to go after.
It seems like there's bigger offenders on the, like, poor and unclear marketing.
Adam, I don't know if this was mentioned. Just tuned in. If you buy something during the 11% rebate deal and return it, you get the purchase price minus 11%. I use my mother-in-law's receipts all the time, Mary. My husband dates an envelope. Puts in receipt, continues this with more receipts. When date is near end, he sends in all the receipts, gets rebates. I think it's clever. Menards rebate is great. They give you longer to send in the rebate now, but they shouldn't advertise it as price after rebate. They should advertise it as price after rebate.
Yes, which, okay, so just to recap what happened in this story is they will be changing it to be more clear that it's not 11% off if it's 11% rebate. They're also giving you now, it used to be just a month or two or something to send in that rebate. Now you get a year. They also, by the way, got dinged for price gouging during COVID. So as much as I love Menards, don't do that.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
Come
too.
On,
so that part I agree they should get punished for.
Yeah. But. We got 7,000 texts on Menards rebates. Again, sometimes
you find it.
You get a gift from heaven. We got Quick Takes coming up, and then our holiday showdown. What's coming up in Quick Takes?
New strategy for Caribou Coffee. Also, what's an EREV? We'll talk about both of those
coming up
next in Quick Takes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.